It takes courage, girls, to look and to say, this is who I am. I often say, young children are afraid of the dark, and older people are afraid of the light. We are sometimes very brave in the face of obstacles outside ourselves, but sometimes lack the courage to face the obstacles within. That's why I'd like to tell you a story of a young girl younger than you. And in kindergarten, she was asked by her teacher, what do you want to become? And she says, well, my mother says I can become anything. I'm going to be a lion tamer. Wild lions and jungle cats of all sorts, pumas, cougars. And the teacher says, well, won't you be afraid in that cage with those animals? She goes, no, my mother's going to be with me. It's a wise thing to understand that we are always braver together when our mother is with us, when our father, our friends encourage us. In the World Cup, when the fans cheer, the players get a new spirit, a new incentive to do better. That's why we get together in church. God doesn't need us to get together for Him. He's doing fine. He has no crisis of confidence. But we need each other. Church is for us. And Holy Communion is that spiritual food that tells you God is with you. Now, older people, you may think, are brave. And sometimes they are. But sometimes adults like to show off. There's an old story about two explorers in the Arctic. And one person said, it was so cold up there that when we lit a candle, it froze and we couldn't blow it out. The other guy said, well, it was so cold when we were there that when we talked, our words froze and we had to fry them in the pan just to know what we said. These are ways of showing off. I'm stronger than you. I'm quicker than you. I'm smarter than you. But to go to confession, to go to communion, is to express the hope in God that deep inside of us, where no one else is but me and my God, that I take courage from the fact that His amazing grace, His power, will give me the ability to become a better girl. You can do something now that can shock your parents. You know what that is? Listen to them. Be better than them. Never give them an excuse to reprimand you or to correct you. They may think that you're from outer space, but you can say, no, my God is with me, giving me the courage to be better. And even though people may say, well, you're young. Young children are supposed to be like this. Why? Why can't young children be more obedient, be thoughtful, be considerate? Why not start now getting ready to be a good adult? Sometimes it's too late when you get older to change your life. Although with God all things are possible. But if you get a head start now through prayer, the sacraments, Holy Communion, you can shock your parents by being better than them. And this applies to all the children here. What a beautiful thing it is to say, don't be satisfied to be like everyone else. You know what my goal is? Never to get a tattoo. I want to be different. I want to be unique. They go, you see that guy over there playing volleyball? He's very weird. He has no tattoos. Oh my God. So maybe when all the children are not listening to the teacher, maybe when all the children are not listening to the parents, you girls and boys can say, I am different. I want to make it easier for my parents to be parents. Because remember, without you, they would never be parents. So today, as we continue to pray in this beautiful warm weather that God has given us, remember, ask God for help. You are never in the world alone. Your friends, your family, and especially your God is with you. They say, sometimes we get tired of asking God for help, but He never gets tired of helping us. So take strength, be good, and try with God's help and your parents to be even better. Slava Isusu Hristu! Amen.